Introducing Tools for Living Your Fullest Life. This is Life's Toolbox with Kenny Brixey on Empower Radio. Now, here's your host, Kenny Brixey.
Welcome to Life's Toolbox, where each week we present tools that will assist you in opening awareness to your own incredible truth and empower your journey to authentic living. Thank you so much for tuning into the show. Even though Christmas is tomorrow, I wanted to go ahead and speak to you about the coming new year. I want to offer you one of the greatest tools that you can use in creating a 2019 that you desire. This tool is absolutely amazing, and we're going to get to that in just a moment. Many of you are going to take time during the holiday and consider resolutions, goals, and intentions for the new year. I hope you do. Some people, like me, I'm guilty of this, wait till the last minute to start planning out some intentions. But go ahead. I encourage you to go ahead and start now. It's never too early to begin planning ahead. Our tool for today is Mind Map Your 2019. Mind mapping is a powerful tool that can be used in any aspect of your life. I'm going to be sharing my version of it on this show. And I say my version because there are many other versions of mind mapping available. There are even some apps that you can download to help you out. I personally do not use the apps because I really like the freedom to get very creative in the process. But for some folks, those apps work really well. So after you hear the show today, consider mind mapping and then choose the method that's best for you. But before we get to the process, let's talk a little bit about resolutions, goals, and intentions. I personally like intentions over resolutions and goals because an intention allows me to be very flexible and creative. Intentions to me require that I approach them from my authentic self, and they move egoic desires out of the way. An intention also allows and requires connection to my higher power. You may refer to this as God, your highest self, source, universe, whatever you call it. This is the connection to a power greater than our physical human self is capable. It is a place where miraculous things happen, and I really like that. With intentions, the focus is on my desires much more than how to make it happen. Others of you may like setting goals. Yeah, I'm a fan of goals as well. I even wrote a book on goal reaching called No Excuses, No Limits, Just Results. The reason I no longer set goals is that I found them to be, for me, very rigid. In setting goals, I was tempted to stay in my mind and write them according to facts. I left little room for miracles and set a stringent action plan. On those occasions where the action plan was disrupted, it was very easy for me to just give up on the goal altogether. If I did not give up on the goal, I could easily cheat myself out of the full appreciation of my accomplishments because something didn't go as planned. If you like setting goals, give yourself permission to alter your course that you take to the goal. Allow flexibility and enjoy the entire process. Now, resolutions, these are things that I just steer completely clear of. To me, a resolution is the act of fixing something that is broken. I see them as resolving something that is wrong. The focus of a resolution is more about what you don't want than what can be. Everything in life is a learning experience, and because of this, there is no need to fix or repair anything other than our perception of that thing that we wish to fix. There's no need to resolve something. Instead, create a new perception, experience, or even create something absolutely new. And I do that by using intentions. You can do it however you want, but that's just kind of my terminology here, just so we're all on the same page. However you look at intentions, goals, or resolutions, be authentic in your journey. Be flexible and create a path that offers fun. Above all, be mindful of your experience and hold it in gratitude. We speak often about living mindfully, tuning into the here and now and knowing all is well in this very moment. As powerful as it is for us to be in the moment, to be mindful and present, there are times that we want to, and sometimes feel the need to, set intentions and goals or resolutions for what comes next in our lives. Usually the first of the year is when we get into that mindset of wanting to kind of set the course for what's to come. But before we can move boldly and powerfully and lovingly forward in life, we must release anything that holds us back or drains our power. The negative energy we hold for something in our past limits our ability to move forward in new ways. Part of being mindful is recognizing truth in the experiences that we've had, both in the present moments and in past experiences. Now, I'm not suggesting you spend all your time reliving past experiences. Just allow yourself to see the truth of you in those experiences. Since you're listening to this show, you have proven that you can make it through all that this life has thrown in your path. We often get bogged down in the negatives of the past. Let go and see the positives or the lessons in each of those situations. Let go of all the negative. See the strength that you have that brought you through those tough times. The love that you have that allowed you to forgive someone or hold someone's truth in your focus instead of their egoic actions. Whatever you've been through, you have powerful, positive qualities that got you through them. You're listening today, so you've made it beyond. To live a mindful 2019, we must release blame and negative beliefs about 2018 or any time in our past. Holding on to the negative emotions prevents us from moving forward. So before we begin looking forward to what we would like to achieve and experience in 2019, we serve our greatest good by releasing all that limits us and embracing our truths. Again, see the learning that you gained from the experience and let that knowing rise above those negatives that you may still hold on to. See how empowering it is to release all that does not serve you from the past. Simply let it go. Many of us see this as impossible to do, or at the very least, quite difficult. Those beliefs are part of what weighs us down and holds us back. We can let those beliefs go and adopt the belief that this life journey is easy and effortless and we have everything we need to travel it. I like to write my limiting beliefs and negative energies down on a piece of paper. I write just enough to know that I've transferred it from my mind to the page. It can be one word, it can be pages of sentences. Whatever feels empowering is what I do, and I suggest the same for you. Don't be rigid in your plan on this. Once I feel that I've captured that limiting belief or negative circumstance on paper, I burn it. I literally light it on fire, throw it in my fireplace, and let it go to ash. I just let it go. Sometimes I do this, and others may find it even more valuable than writing it down, is prayer and meditation. But just focusing on the negative part is not enough to release it. What we need to do is we bring the negative situation into our mind long enough that we understand what it is that we are wanting to release. We see that negative, we just let it go. We pray it away. Allow your prayer and meditation to focus on the positive that comes from releasing the negative. That is the best way to make that work for you. So once we've released the negative and limiting beliefs, we can begin looking forward. We're empowered to move forward because we've let go of all that's holding us back. We come up with our intentions or goals in one of two ways. We either see our intention as an opportunity, but we also sometimes see it as an avoidance. When we see opportunity, we truly move towards that which we desire. On the other hand, if our focus is on ways to avoid a negative situation, we are limiting our options. When we are trying to avoid something, we are stuck in egoic thinking, and that places blinders on us, and we are incapable of seeing all of our options. If you're trying to avoid something, name it. Once you name it, seek the opportunities that will come when you release that negative thing. Avoidance is not bad, it's just that we must seek positive opportunities. For instance, if you're in an abusive relationship, setting a goal of getting out of that is a great choice. Just don't stop there. Don't stop with just getting out. Set an intention for a life where your health and well-being are top priority. See yourself enjoying life instead of settling for not being abused. The same goes for everything you intend to make happen in 2019. If you're setting an intention to stop smoking, make your intention about breathing more freely. Make an intention for healthy lifestyles. Make an intention for energetic living and activity. I read a study a few years ago about setting intentions, goals, and resolutions, and it was kind of sad. Only about 45% of the adult population set goals or resolutions, and of those, more than 20% abandon their goals before mid-January. The number rises to around 45% by the end of February and jumps to over 70% by June. These stats are largely due to the lack of mindfulness used in setting and pursuing goals, resolutions, and intentions. We often see a wonderful result we would like to achieve and believe our journey will unfold before us while we continue living the same life we lived before. The life we lived before did not attract those things in, you know, to us, so why would this time be any different? We must change our energy, our actions, and most of all, our beliefs. Now, do not be discouraged. Each of us can do anything we put our mind and heart to. So whatever you do, intentions, goals, or resolutions, bring mindfulness into the equation. When we mindfully approach our journey into the new year, we are able to look beyond the surface level of our intentions and goals. We are able to connect with that emotional, mental, and spiritual result of the intention. We are connecting to the authenticity and allowing that to be our experience. By mindfully setting and moving towards our intentions, the journey becomes much more exciting and enjoyable. We can do this by allowing our authenticity to become our leader. When our truth is in control, we can and will achieve what we set our minds to, what we set as our intention. Do not sit here and wish for a great new year. Don't just hope for good things to come to you. Set your intentions and begin your journey. The journey is absolutely vital to this whole process. Many of us have that build it and they will come mentality. We set those intentions and then we kind of just drop it. We're not going to reach our intentions without the journey. Sometimes that journey is one step, sometimes it's a million. But either way, it's a journey, and it's a journey that we can enjoy. Many people who have actually set goals, resolutions, and intentions have asked why it doesn't seem to work for them. And we've already mentioned the biggest hurdle we face in this process, which is attempting to change and still hold tight to the energy and belief system already in place. There's a quote that goes something like this: "You will never defeat darkness by adding dark, but the light of a single candle will illuminate all of that dark." The same holds true here. Release that which limits you and holds you in the negative energy, and embrace positive energy, truth, authenticity, and light. Also, give yourself permission to not be perfect. You know, I love Edison's response when someone asked him what it was like to fail nearly 10,000 times in attempting to make the light bulb. Edison's response was, "I didn't fail. I simply found nearly 10,000 ways not to make a light bulb." Adopting this mindset allows us to see every step we take as a learning experience. Whether we move closer to our goal in that step, further away, or stay in the same place, we can see it as an adventure. We can learn from it, and this allows us to stay motivated to continue our journey. We must learn to dream, and we must dream big about what it is we want in our life and our world. Most of us don't dream big enough. We must realize, we must release all that tries to convince us we are not worthy or capable. We must set intentions and know that we have within us all that we need to reach our intentions. So let's get to how to create our intentions and begin our journey. Of course, first thing is release all the negativity and limited beliefs that hold you back. We've already talked about some of these, so we're just going to go really briefly through them, and then we're going to get on to the mind mapping, which is our tool for the show. So one way to reach and set intentions: prayer and meditation. It's a beautiful way to clear your mind of limiting beliefs and open you to the possibilities and the opportunities that lie before you. A gratitude practice for all you already have, all you already are, and all that you are yet to become is another great way to clear away the negative and limiting beliefs. Taking a moment to see the light within you, to see the light within every person around you, and to see the light in the situations that you face allows you to become more mindful and opens awareness to truth, your truth, the truth of the situation, and the truth of others. Write out your intentions, your goals, your resolutions. Check in frequently and ask yourself, am I taking steps towards achieving these intentions? Ask yourself each day, several times a day, am I experiencing and perceiving this day with a positive outlook? Am I coming from a place of light or dark? If you find yourself in the dark, shine your light. You do have it within. There are many other ways to set and achieve goals. Find one that works for you. So Now we're here to the mind mapping. This is one of my favorite ways to set and reach intentions, because setting that intention is as much a part of the process as actually reaching it. I like it, and I share it here because the process for me is fun and it's empowering. It allows me to see what's possible, more so than if I just say, okay, well, I want to achieve this year, and we'll figure out how to get there. To do a mind map, you simply need a piece of paper. I use a flip chart, but any, you know, one of those flip chart pads, but any piece of paper will do. I also use colorful markers to write with. A pencil or pen will suffice. A mind map is basically a diagram that connects our thoughts and feelings to our intentions. A mind map allows us to get very creative, not only in the way we draw our diagram, but also in the information we write down on it. You know, I found mind mapping to be helpful in fine-tuning the intention that I set and in catching the small details that that I otherwise may have missed. A mind map can be used for pretty much anything. If you have a thought that just will not become clear, you can use a mind map to assist in clarity. You can use one to help plan a career path. You can use one for your relationship. And of course, you can use one for intention setting and achieving. Mind maps have proven to be even more effective than brainstorming with other people. Now, if you like to brainstorm with other people, do that and maybe even introduce mind mapping to them. But the mind mapping process is much more effective than brainstorming alone. Mind maps are graphical tools that can include words, pictures, numbers, colors, drawings, basically anything you want to use. You know, I personally use words because I don't like to go find a magazine and then find a picture and then cut it out and paste it on my mind map. So I just use words, but pictures and drawings are extremely powerful. The old saying, a picture is worth 1,000 words, can save you a lot of writing if you feel the feelings associated with those pictures and you have the patience to go and find the pictures, cut them out, and paste them onto your mind map. But anyway, however you want to do this process, it's up to you. Just make it colorful. Make it something that you enjoy looking at. Make it something that that works for you. So here's how this mind map shapes up. In the center of the page, and like I said before, you'll do one mind map for each intention or goal that you set for the new year. But in the center of the page, write down one of your intentions. If you have a picture that represents your intention, use that or draw something. Use color. Like I said, make it fun. Make it fun to look at. Make it something that you truly enjoy playing with. And this whole process is a process of play, in my opinion. Now, go into silent consideration of how you will feel when you accomplish this intention. Don't worry yet how to get to that intention. Just see that intention in your mind. Feel it in your heart. What feelings are associated with reaching and accomplishing that intention? Now, obviously, we're looking for empowering and positive emotions here. Now, for each one that you find, draw a circle that butts up next to the middle circle, the circle that has the intention in it. You're going to draw another circle that butts up next to that one and write your feeling word here. You may have 15 feeling words. That's fine. That's perfect. Draw a circle for each word and just write a word in there. When I visualize this, and I'm going to share it with you so that maybe it becomes more clear, I see something that to me looks like a sunflower. It's got the center circle where all the seeds are, and then the circles around it are the petals, you know, those yellow petals of the sunflower. That's kind of what I see in these first two steps of mind mapping. Now, draw a short line from the center for each category that you will need to address in order to achieve your intention. So if you're setting an intention to stop smoking, one category may be stop buying cigarettes. One category may be start a new health process, a new health regime. One may be find a support group. One may be, you get the idea. So just draw a short line from the center, draw a circle, and write in one thing that needs to happen to create that intention. Label each line with the word that represents that category. So if one line is to create or find the support group, write support group on that line. So label each line that represents the category. At the outer end of that line, and these lines are not very long because this page is going to fill up quick. It's just a very short line. At the end of that line, draw another circle. In this circle, write something you can do that will move you closer to your intention in that category. Now, the important thing here is with each step you take, you want to refer back to those feeling words that you have around the center. Each thing that you do in the journey towards your intention can make you feel all of those feelings that you had. You know, I make each leg off the center, off that center cluster of circles, a different category, and that I will need to address. Work your way all the way around the center circle. Write down anything you can think of that will move you closer to your desires. The next level is something that you can do to accomplish what you wrote in the previous level. So if in that category of finding a support group, you write down, go to do an online search for local support groups. The next line comes off of that one. You draw another circle. What's it going to take for you to do that? How do you make that happen? We're going to continue this all the way out. I had one mind map that had 22 levels on it. Most of them are only three or four levels, but I had one that averaged 22 levels per category. But whatever it takes, get it all down on your mind map. As you consider these actions, be sure that each action you can feel what you inserted in those feelings levels. If you can't be happy doing this, if happy was one of your words, if you can't be happy doing this, there's no sense in doing it. So find something else or find a different way to look at it. Some of the things on your map must be done in certain orders. When you're initially doing this, don't worry about the order. Just get everything down. If you find that you need to rearrange them, do so. Your main goal is the center. The emotions are listed next, then the next level of what is needed to make it happen, to achieve that ultimate intention. And then the next level is about what needs to happen to make that second, that previous level happen, and so on and so on. After you've completed this, you have one final level, the outermost level. To do this level, I suggest you use a different color than you've already used on the map. At this point, we go back into silent consideration and refer back to the feelings level, the one closest to the center that we've already talked about. Now consider your life as it is right now. Where in your life at this moment do you experience those feelings? Could be in your heart. It might be that you feel these feelings with someone that's present in your life right now. Are the circumstances in your life something that offers these things? Write those down in circles all around the page. Identify all the areas where you already experience these emotions and list them in that outermost layer of circles. Once you've done this, sit back and just admire your work and then tweak it as you desire. Before you get up and walk away, though, take another look at that outermost level. See all those positive emotions that you have listed that are happening in your life right now, and know this truth. All of these emotions that you've written in here are within you. Even if that external thing goes away, those emotions are within you. Now, I'm going to very quickly, hopefully clear this up even more, and just kind of do a quick rundown of what I did on the mind map that I pulled together for the relationship book that I just completed. Even at that time, I didn't know what the title was going to be, so that center circle was just relationship book. The emotions that I would feel after completing the book came next, and I listed things like accomplished, of service, love, joy, empowered, strong, trusting. From there, I drew a line for each category that I needed, and those categories were marketing, sales, publishing, cover art, and content. And I think there was another one. On the content line, I drew a circle and wrote identify. I wrote and then I identified tools that I wanted to that I wanted to present. I then drew another short circle, another short line to a circle and wrote research past teachings and resources. In other words, I took this every level of the way and identified everything that I needed to do in order to reach that center goal in the content category. From each circle, I would branch out kind of like a root system on a tree, and I draw another circle because each level might have five or six different steps that might need to happen. This is about what you think you need to make happen, what you think it's going to take to make all of this happen to reach your goal. On that outer level, I just looked back and I found look back at those feeling words and identified places that I already felt those. By identifying the feelings and emotions, it allows us to know that we have within us what we already are searching for, that we have within us all that we're going to have when we get there. Now, this is not a reason to stop, but it's a reason to keep tuning into those emotions so that the whole process is fun, energetic, loving, whatever else it is that that we find important. So this map is something that I referred back to throughout the entire process. It helped me stay on track in the writing phase of the book and is a map that I use now for the sales and marketing process. So give mind mapping a try. Set your intentions. Play with mind mapping as a journey to get there. And set goals for 2019 that are bigger than you've ever set before. Get out there and create a 2019 that exceeds your greatest dreams. Thank you so much for listening in today. I always like to thank Brent Carey for creating Empower Radio, which is an incredible resource for empowered living. And thank you to Mark, my producer, for taking care of me on this show and many other shows as well. Until next week and beyond, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and Happy New Year. Love and peace.